Welcome to Boss Up Babes, helping babes show up, boss up, and thrive. With number one best-selling author, global influencer, and ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins. Carissa is a health and wellness expert and CEO of the 365 Daily Hustle, here to help mompreneurs and career-focused women boss up and reclaim their healthiest life. She is a pro at cutting through the BS and inspiring massive breakthroughs that help women create healthy routines and habits that facilitate personal and professional growth. Are you ready to reclaim your best life, take action, and be a badass boss babe? Let's get to it.
What's up, queens, boss babes, working women, career-focused women. Welcome to the Boss Up Babes show. I am your host. If you don't know me by now, I'm Carissa Adkins. I am a weight loss and habit change coach, and I help women boss up to the next level of awesomeness when it comes to their health, their lifestyle. And, you know, I'm excited for today's show. I'm excited for today's guest. I've got Marty on with me today, and she's the social media like queen, right? Like, she is the awesome boss babe. You guys all know I don't bring on anyone who's mediocre or boring or whatever. Marty is not that girl, and I'm so, so excited. But just a quick reminder, if you are listening to the Boss Up Babes show on any platform, it doesn't matter where it is, but I would love your 5-star rating and review. I would love, you know, your feedback. If you're wanting, you know, to hear something specific when it comes to helping you, you know, boss up in your life, your health, your business, like, give me a shout out. Let me know. I am here for you 100%. Like, I want to help you thrive in 2022. And that's why I'm just so excited for today's guest, because she is going to really give us her some golden nuggets, some strategies on how we can grow our businesses in 2022 organically without spending all kinds of money on Facebook ads and all that expensive crap, you guys, that we throw money at and we hope to God works. So I'm excited. With that, let me just introduce my guest, because I'm stoked. I'm ready to get into it. So we are talking today, we're really talking to Marty, and she is a content marketing queen, especially in the social media realm. So today's conversation is all about social media and the different platforms and how we can grow our businesses and really hit the next level of success, whatever that success looks like for you. And Marty Cadet, she is a social media content coaching creator. She helps her clients convert viewers into paying clients. She never runs out of things to say, and we are confident in connecting with, you know, she's confident where she takes her clients, and really capturing their messages and helping them put that out there so that you are literally just magnet, you know, like you're a magnet for success. You're a magnet for, you know, all things growing your business. You guys, she's a boss babe, mom of two. She's a wife, a sister, and she has decided to go for her dream and design an online business that excites her every single freaking day. Marty is the founder and owner. I'm going to screw this one up. Kadir.
Kadir.
Marty, help me out. What is this?
I love it. Kadir. Got it.
Did I get it?
You did.
Oh my God.
Yes, I know it has a French connotation. Like, that's why.
I was like, oh crud, I see it. And then I'm like, oh crap. But I'm going to let her do her thing. But you guys, it's a boutique digital media agency supporting small business owners brand themselves online and expand their visibility. So with that, Marty, welcome to the show. And please tell me your name, tell me your business, and tell people where they can find you.
I love it. Thank you so much, Carissa, for you listening, watching. Listen, first of all, I just want to congratulate you for hitting that button to watch this today, because right there, it tells me that you are invested, right? You're invested in being the best version of yourself with your business, your health, or whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, right? We can all do it. And so, Carissa, thank you. Thank you for, first of all, creating this wonderful platform to give us the opportunity to share our voice, our expertise, our stories, all the things that we effed up on, so that you watching don't F up on it or listening, right? And so thank you for having me. And you're correct. I am a social media content coach. I primarily help my clients gain visibility online organically is my jam. I'm not opposed to paying ads. It's another way to get clients. Why not? We all want that moolah, right? I know I do. The third way we get clients is by referral. But listen, when you're first starting out, if you're watching and you're like, girls, I'm ready to start this business, but I have no idea what to do. I don't got no clients right now. That's where I was. And I was like, do I post on social media? How do I do this? I don't have referrals. I don't got no money to give the books. What do I do? So the third option was to go at it organically. And I'm super confident and excited to share with you guys some tips, strategies that I know that I've implemented, you know, following a lot of, you know, tears at night and frustration. I'm like, come on, I gotta pay my bills here. Where are my clients on social media? And so I am all about creating great content, and my boutique agency, Catterick Media Boutique, does all that good stuff. And so I'm super excited about today. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. Well, and thank you. And yes, welcome. Like, you actually had me on your podcast, right? Like TV show, actually. You guys, you can go check out that episode. You can go to my website, 365dailyhustle.com, and you can check out. It's right under TV media. Like, Marty's the shit. Like, she's the girl. Like, she is got it going on. And of course, she's a boss babe that I wanted on today's show. So to get the party started, are you ready? Like, I just love to rip the bandaid off. Let's go. You know, so let's get this party started. Let's get the conversation going. And really the question that I want to like present to you today is yesterday afternoon, I was meeting with my accountability partner and we're setting up a meeting, right? For 2022. That even feels weird to say 2022. Cause like we're going to be partners in the next coming year. And I said, okay, well, how about for our first meeting, we sit down and we know exactly what our goals are, get real specific with where we want to take our businesses and what it is that we want to achieve next year. And I'm like, oh girl, like I'm thinking, oh, this is gonna be easy. I already have my goals written out. Like I'm a goal junkie, 5-year plan, right? Like whatever. And then I look over at my paper and I'm like, everything that I wanted to achieve in 2022, I've actually already done and crushed in 2021. So I was like, I actually need to plan. Like what happens? Like when your goals, when you exceed them and you're like, oh yeah, like that's that autopilot thing. But the question for you is, how and when do you plan your upcoming goals for the new year?
I love that. First of all, that's a good problem to have. Let me tell you, congratulations to you. I love it. And so, you know, by default, all of us are like creating goals at the end of the year because it's like, it's a fresh new start. Let's do it. And I used to be in the space, Carissa, where I used to plan my goals like right now for January. And I realized that that was not working because come January, I was all pumped up. I was like, yeah, I'm going to work out every day. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that with my business, whatever. And then come March, I'm like, okay, what was that again? Yeah, and so what I do now, I had already planned January, February, March, Q1, right. July. Yeah. I had already started implementing, like I was programming myself with the way I wanted to show up already for January at the like 3-4 months ago. You know what I mean? So that way it was not like this big to do come January 1st, like, oh crap, I got to start. Right. Yeah, and yeah. So when do I plan my goals? I try to do it at least. And I think it's coming from my corporate background in product development, like where we used to really develop product like 18 months in advance. So I kind of took that skill into my goal setting process. And so I go out 3-4 months prior. Right. And then I do a check-in. I do a check-in monthly, to see where I'm at. And I'm going to be honest with you. I also make sure in that goal setting, listen, we all have big goals and we should all set good, big goals. Why not? We can achieve whatever we want, but we have to be realistic, right? And I'm saying this from my own experience. So, you know, I used to give myself, like, I remember when I was in corporate saying to myself, I'm going to have my resignation letter out XYZ month, which was, it could have happened, but I did not pay attention to everything else around that, right? So it's about being realistic, but as far as timing, I try to go at least 3-4 months in advance. And then I do a check-in every month and, you know, every so often just to take the temperature and take inventory and adjust.
Absolutely. We're always pivoting, right? And I think that probably was a huge awakening when COVID first hit. And we're like, okay, we either need to pivot, like everything that we had planned is not going to go. And we got to pivot. We got to, you know, like boss up and change what we were doing to make sure that we still stay successful. And yeah, I just like, I'm a goal planner. I mean, and I just looked at it and I'm like, I wrote my 2 books. I started my podcast, like all these things. I'm like, what? I got it. Like, oh, and then all of a sudden I felt behind. But it got me thinking because I have a goals and intention setting masterclass that I'm hosting tonight. But I'm all about taking your goal, that big audacious goal, and breaking it down into bite-sized pieces so that it is quarterly, so that it is monthly, so it's weekly, all the way down to the daily task, all the way down to if your goal is to like lose 20 pounds, girl, you better be working out in the morning and eating clean and like everything that we got to do. But yeah, cool. I was just wondering, I because some people are like, oh, at the end of the year, some people are like, no, I actually plan quarterly. So it's always fun. So, all right, cool. Thank you for that. My next question really is, you know, I believe that every boss babe is on a journey and she has a story, and we don't just come out, you know, successful females. We don't come out hustlers. We don't like learn these strategies in the womb. And I truly believe that it's in all the setbacks and all the pain and the tears at night that we learn some of our biggest lessons, and that it really sets us up for where we are today. So I'm curious, what hurdles have you had to overcome, you know, professionally? Because, you know, the ladies listening, I mean, they're entrepreneurs, they're hustlers, they're go-getters. What is the biggest hurdle that you've had to overcome in order for you to get to right now?
You know, my mindset, my money mindset, particularly, I'm not going to lie. So I come from a place where I build my business while working a 6-figure corporate job. Listen, it was a great job. I loved it. I loved it. Like you said, all the experiences, all the things, all this is, it happens for a reason. And so I was building my business while working this job, sending me to China, Vietnam, London, Paris, you know, 5-star hotels. And, you know, when I told my mom I'm going to be looking into entrepreneurship pretty seriously, she's like, are you nuts? Why? Because, you know, she's like, you have the secure job. Mind you, the secure job as a result of the pandemic called me, right? And we're like, listen, you don't got no paycheck no more, right? So good thing, right? I hustled and bust up and showed up and managed, you know, a demanding corporate job, because it wasn't an I lift things up and put them down kind of job, right? Mm-hmm. I was doing that. I bust up and took care of my kids, took care of the job, and showed up online and built my business. So when they called me and I was like, all right, peace out. This is the best thing ever. And so the hurdle that I had, Carissa, honestly, was money. I was like, oh my gosh, in order for me to go full-time entrepreneurship, I must meet my 6-figure income, if not more. Otherwise, I'm not giving that resignation letter.
Right.
Well, this is a good goal, right, to have for anyone. Listen, I'm not knocking your goal of trying to meet your salary in order for you to go full time. I'm not knocking that out. What I'm saying is, from my experience, once I got the call, I didn't have a business at a 6-figure income at the time. I'm being honest. I keep things at 100, right? Because I was doing it part time. And so when I hung up the call, when I got laid off, I was like, shit, I'm screwed, right? And I was like, girl, you need to bust up now, okay? And so the reality is, I didn't have to put clothes on to go to work. So that means the trips to TJ Maxx and the trips to DSW were X'd out of my budget, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't have to put gas in my car to go drive to the office. I didn't have to potentially participate in the potlucks and spend money there. So I started to look at my expenses, and I'm like, holy shit, I actually can afford to do this, right? And so the money idea of, you know, you need a lot to do what you want to do is all BS to me. Yeah. Because when I started online, I started it with $0. I'm being honest with you. I mean, I don't know about you, but Facebook and Instagram posting on their marketing is free.
Yeah,
so I went out there. I was like, if it's not free, I'm not using it. And so
I'm going to stop you right there though, Marty, because like, we are going to take a quick break, but you're like literally dishing out tips all day long. And I don't even know if you realize it. So we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to recap the tip I just heard, based on one of her biggest hurdles that she had to overcome. So you guys, we're going to be right back.
Roxanne, let's tackle that soda and stay healthy with Thin Energy Complete.
Derek Brooks, what are you drinking?
A nice cold mixed berry Thin Energy Complete. It's one of my secrets to staying healthy, happy, and complete. It's a healthy alternative.
Wow, this tastes great. It's plant-based with elderberry, vitamin D, and vitamin C with no sugar and only 5 calories. And it's keto-friendly.
Thin Energy Complete keeps me on my game. Go to thinenergy.com. Eat healthy, drink healthy.
ThinEnergy.com.
All right, you guys, we are back with the amazing Marty Cardet. And we were actually just talking about her biggest hurdle that she's had to overcome in really stepping up and bossing up and becoming an entrepreneur. And if you missed the first half, go back and listen to it. But her biggest hurdle, honestly, she said, was money mindset. And I thought she was going to go in a different direction, but of course, total boss goes in her own lane. She's like, you know, she didn't think she was ready. And I think that that's really important because so many times we can allow, right, the reality of what success looks like in order to take a step forward. We can allow someone else's opinion to say, oh, I don't think that's quite, you know, I don't know if that's secure, right? And the reality is, though, you guys, you're never going to be ready. I work with coaches who are literally making 15, 20K a month plus, and they're like, oh, I'm not ready to go full time. I'm like, what the heck? I went full time with zero. You know, I'm like, what the? It just, you're never going to be ready. So one of my favorite books, Mel Robbins, you know, 5 second rule. That's how I left my corporate, you know, 9 to 5 was I counted down from 5. I walked in, I gave my notice. And then I said, oh, okay. What's the plan, right? Like, how am I going to get to where I want to go? And Marty literally just kind of gave us that tip as, you know, just do it, right? Like, and COVID was a beautiful thing, I think, for her now, because if I'm hearing her right, she was pretty much forced into her side hustle to make that her full-time gig. And she is doing the dang thing. So Marty, thank you for joining me today. I'm so stoked. So yeah, we heard about the money mindset and we kind of debunked that, like, you're never really going to be ready. So quit dabbling, quit putting your big toe in the icy cold water and just jump in, you guys. If that's you, if you're sitting on the verge of like, should I? Yeah, just do it. Life is amazing when you are your own boss and you set your own rules. But I am curious, like, let's get into like what you do, right? So you help business owners and coaches and creators and all that good stuff. You help us find our voice, probably our brand, what we're known for, and put that out there on social media organically so that we are attracting our ideal clients. Is that correct?
That is correct, Carissa. Yes.
So how, like, what would be your biggest tip to, like, where does someone even start besides obviously calling you and just hiring you to help you? It would save them a lot of heartache and a lot of money. But yeah, like, where's the first tip into even identifying what your brand stands for? Like, yeah, what voice do I need to give it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to bring the word that we just mentioned earlier, mindset. Honestly, it starts there. So it's having the mindset that two things. One, that you're going to look at social media as a tool, right? It's not like, I hear so many people out there, I'm doing it for the gram. Like, your business is not Instagram. Mark Zuckerberg gave us those platforms to use them as tools, right? And so we're not doing it for the gram. So when the shutdown happens, when there's a blackout, right, with Instagram and it's not working, you're not going to go and cry and panic and say your business is completely gone. So it's the mindset of, what is social media? It's a tool to enable you to share your voice, right? And the second thing is the mindset of, you're enough just the way you are. Listen, I'm talking to you right now. I'm bilingual. I'm from Haiti. I'm Haitian. I'm Caribbean. I speak French and Creole fluently. Every now and then you're going to hear the accent, right? Even at the top of the conversation, when you mentioned my company name, Catterick, right? It's French. It's a mix of my married name and main name. And so I, for a long time, had the mindset of, oh my God, I don't look like her. I don't sound like her. I don't know. I can't go live because I'm going to screw up because I don't speak English very well. And I was broke, you know, and I was like trying to have the mindset of, I need more followers. I need more likes in order for me to be more credible. So complete wrong mindset about social media, until What's the answer, right? You may ask. So I said, you know what? I'm enough. And you are too, right? I'm enough. I'm going to show up the way I am. I'm going to be loud as much as I want to be loud. I'm going to have my curly hair, my straight hair, whenever I want. And I'm going to be honest with what it is that I have to offer and how I do it and what I think about what I do, right? And share my thoughts. And of course, you want to be mindful. You know, it's a big responsibility to show up on social media, okay? More visible you are, be careful. Know that. The more chances you'll have people saying black, wrong, you're not that, like, that's going to happen. It is what it is, right? And then you'll be able to afford a PR person to help you with that. But the thing is, you know, it's about the mindset of one, making sure that to identify your brand, remember that you're enough. And two, that social media is a tool. And I would have to add extra here is that it's all about wanting to start conversations, period. You're sharing content on social, like what we're doing right now for those listening or those watching the video, you know, we're creating an awareness here for both Carissa and myself and the whole empowerment of bussing up and showing up for ourselves, right? So we're starting a conversation with you. And whatever that means afterwards, it is what it is, but it's organically, like I could have been on my couch right now watching Housewives, right? And not be here, right? So about showing up and having the right mindset to me.
Yeah. I mean, can you remember your very first live? Like, I mean, I do because back in the day, right? Like back in the day, back when I was starting, you know, I would record on my phone, like a video, and I would take about 3 hours to get one, like 2 minute thing done. Because I was striving for this perfection, you know, piece, this BS piece. And I remember my coach, she was like, just go live. And I'm like, what? Like, no, I got it. Like, I need to record it first and then like perfect it and make sure I'm actually, she's like, no, just go live. Like your action step today is just to be bold and courageous and be okay with screwing up if you screw up. And then she told me something really magical that I literally always remember to myself, because I get it. Going live is scary, especially that little red, once that button goes in, you're like, oh, right. But, it's to not be scripted first off, but you know, like she said, I just want you to do it and I want you to be okay with however it happens. But the big thing that stuck with me is, she goes, Carissa, you could have a 5,000 people, you know, on your friend list, but only like 10 of them are even going to see this. And I'm like, shut up. And then I realized, I'm like, okay, it's not that bad. Like I can always redo it if I want to do it. So yeah. Do you remember your first live?
I do. And I still have it up. And every now and then, actually in the process of setting goals, I find myself going back. It's kind of like my way of, you know, taking inventory of what I've accomplished. So most recently I scroll back on my Facebook, my very first Facebook live. I'm literally saying live, my hands are sweaty. I'm so nervous. I'm like apologizing like every 3 seconds, like, I'm sorry. I'm so nervous. And I left it. I'm not deleting it. It's up there. If you want to profile stalk me, whoever's listening or watching, go on my business page, scroll all the way down. I'm wearing a scarf. And I remember I was freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh, is anybody going to show up? Is anybody going to comment? Like all these things, right? To your point, like I had followers on the page, but yet I was seeing an eyeball. Then what about the part when you're live and you see like 10 eyeballs, right? And then all of a sudden you see two. You're like, shit, what did I say? Why did you leave?
I take it back. Come back to me, please. Yeah. So speaking of you, where can, I know you, you know, you told us about your business. You told us what you do. You're a freaking expert in this. I've been following you a long time and you speak all over the, you know, the world about this. Like you are a brilliant boss babe woman, but where is the best spot for people to go and check you out? If they're like, hey, I'm ready to grow and I just don't know how to do that.
The best place. Thank you so much, Carissa, for providing this invitation for me. And so for you, easy. My name, MartineCadet.com. That's it. Go there. And to be honest with you, if you find me on Facebook, which you will, okay, do not hesitate. Send me a message on Instagram, DM me. I'm a very high touch type of person. Like I love automation and all that good stuff. I have it, but I want to make it easy for you. So MartineCadet.com is my website. If you find me on Instagram, which is my name as well, again, shoot me a message. I will respond. I respond to every single message that I receive. So that's the best way to get in touch with me.
Love that about you. You know, it's like, and I'm the same way. I take that. If you send me a DM, I'm personally sending you a message back. You know, like there's no bot. There's like, you're getting the real boss, babe. And that's important to me. Okay, cool. So you guys got that. And I know it's going to be in the show notes. And I know it's probably scrolling even across your screen, that website. So thank you for giving that to us. All right. So you have this method, right? It's T-E-R-A method. And it's supposed to help you build strong connections with your audience with this message. Am I correct?
That is
how getting overwhelmed. So explain to me what this fancy message is, the secret sauce.
Yeah. So it's called the Tara method. I'm actually going to be mentioning it in my new book. I have my first book coming out, Carissa. I'm so excited. So it's the Tara method. Thank you. T as in Tom, E as in Eric, R as in Richard, A as in Apple. And basically it's nothing fancy. It's like I just needed to figure out a easy way to remember so that I can create my content. Listen, I meant to mention at the top of the conversation, I speak French and Creole. So part of being successful on social media, it's not just the graphic and the pretty live videos and the beautiful lipstick. It's also the caption. It's also how you're communicating. Okay. And so Tara method stands for trigger emotion for the E, right? Relatability for the R, which are content, right? And A is for action. Because at the end of the day, I see so many people posting on Instagram like, look at me, cute emoji. Ha! And that's it. And I'm like, okay, if I want to be your client, how am I supposed to know if you're going to help me or not? Like, what's going on? I can't relate to you and whatnot. So Tara method, you know, trigger emotion, trigger relatability, trigger action gives you the space to challenge you to build a content that's actually going to invite that conversation for people to say, girl, I'm with you. I feel you. Yes, that's where I'm at. Where do I click? Right. And so essentially that's what it is. Yeah.
So it's a method that if I was going to put a post out or a video, we're talking, you know, we're going to hit the triggers. We're going to hit their pain points. We're going to hit the emotional side because we buy for emotion. You know, it's like however it makes us feel, we want it. The relatability factor, you know, a lot of women are like, oh my God, you were 213 and beast too. Like what? No way. Like, I'm like, we're already connecting now. Right. And then you cannot forget the call to action. She said that is so important. It is, whether that's leading them to a Facebook group, whether that's leading them to your ebook, your newsletter, some way you've got to send them somewhere. People want direction, you guys. And if they don't have it, they're like, next, right. They keep scrolling. So, there you have it, Marty. Thank you so much for being on the Boss Up Babe show. You are a true expert. And y'all, if you are looking to grow your business, like reach out to Marty, send her that DM so that we can, you know, get her a DM back. If you are looking to get healthy and fit in 2022, and more importantly, if you are looking for to create a sustainable health plan that sets you up for all kinds of amazing success, I want to encourage you to go to my website, 365dailyhustle.com, and you know, book a Get Fit Clarity call. I mean, it's 15 minutes of your life that's either going to change you or it's going to empower you to do something else. Whether we work together or not, I don't care. I want to give you some strategies and some tips to help you boss up and get healthy in 2022. So with that, Marty, thank you so much. You've been a beautiful guest. I can't wait to have you back. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to Boss Up Babes with Carissa Adkins, bringing you tangible tips and expert coaching advice to help you boss up and get healthy. Tune in every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for interviews with industry leaders and powerhouse boss babes that will empower you to take action and live your best life. If you're ready to boss up and work with Carissa in one of her transformative group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.